Luke did not put walking through a dark, tight tunnel with several Sith behind him at the top of his list of highlights of his life, but it was not as bad as he had feared. The tunnel was clearly artificial. It was almost a perfect circle, and was wide enough to permit everyone to walk erect, even to have some freedom of movement. It went slightly downward at first, leading them through the mountain. Roots, powerful on this world, had forced their way through the sheer stone in clumps, slicked with some kind of ooze that dissolved the corpses of the small animals clutched in their grip. Abeloth apparently had not had time to rig any elaborate traps for them, nor did the tunnel suddenly abruptly collapse. The greatest threat came from the occasional root that came to life, pushing through the top of the packed soil passageway, attempting to wrap around a throat, or from the bottom to seize an ankle. The ooze was not acidic, although it was likely toxic, and there were no injuries. The roots were quickly repelled with the glass parangs each Sith appeared to carry, or a quick, precise lightsaber stroke.
"It seems our luck is holding," G'var Kai said.
"For now," Luke cautioned. He and Ben led the way, with Talon, Vestara, and Kai behind them. "She may simply be conserving her strength."
"For a Jedi who is supposed to be so positive, you are quite the pessimist," Kai said.
Confidence radiated from him. Luke mentally shook his head. Kai was strong in the Force, as was his offspring. He was, Luke was certain, well-trained in combat. But there was a naivete about these Sith that confounded him, as if they were at once ancient and new. He hoped he'd live long enough to get to the bottom of it. "A realist, Kai. I've seen quite a lot in my life. I know to expect the unexpected. Your Sith underestimated Abeloth once before. How many did you lose last time, Talon?" The Sith High Lord did not reply. The tension increased, and the rest of the way through the tunnel was spent in a silence that was broken only by the sound of errant roots being slashed. Finally, Luke halted. "Extinguish lightsabers," he said.
"What?"
exclaimed Talon. "Just do it," he said. There was some muttering, but one by one, the red lights went out. And up ahead, they could all see the bright blue smudge of light that showed the end of the tunnel. Luke extended his thoughts in the Force, but again could sense nothing. He frowned, perplexed. He had no doubt that Abeloth knew exactly where they were. If she could reach his consciousness aboard the Jade Shadow in his sleep, a thought that still turned his stomach, surely she would know how to find him here, where her power was the strongest. He couldn't imagine she wouldn't be out there waiting for them, ready to pounce. "Activate lightsabers," Luke said, "and be ready for anything." There were several sounds of the snap hiss of the lightsabers in the underground corridor, that was no doubt about to deliver them right into Abeloth's hands, or tentacles. He held the lightsaber in his right hand and counted down. 3, 2, 1. And then they rushed forward into the blue light of day, into the empty ruin of an old courtyard, overgrown with vines, tree ferns, and other plants. It was contained by steep walls on all sides. Pillars jutted up, blue-green with moss. In the center of the courtyard was the basin of a fountain. The sound of its bubbling floated to them on the still, hot air that stank of sulfur. And from the fountain, buffeting him in the Force as the sulfur was assaulting his physical senses, rose dark side energy. Luke knew the place at once. He had been here, beyond shadows. This was where he had seen Abeloth for the first time, had seen her grotesque face in the dark cloud formed by the sulfur, had felt her tentacles wrapping around his leg, trying to wriggle their cold way inside of him, whispering his name.
"Luke," it had said. "Come."
He had refused her then. Mara had warned him not to continue pursuing her. He couldn't see her, couldn't feel her, but he knew she had to be here. Abeloth, he called. Abeloth, I'm here.
So am I.
Luke whirled. As he turned to face her, out of the corner of his eye, he saw his companions all stiffen suddenly, expressions of stark terror on their faces. But he had no time for them, not when she had finally appeared. Standing before him was not the monstrous, hideous form he had seen beyond shadows. No being with long, straw-like blonde hair, tiny eyes like deep-set stars, a too-wide mouth and arms that ended in writhing tentacles. No, this being did not present that form to his eyes. She was tall, true, but looked human. She had long, curly, dark hair, thick and heavy. Her eyes were gray and crinkled in a smile. And then she shifted again, the hair shortening, becoming straight, the color of honey, the eyes turning a slightly silvery shade of gray. Luke, she said, stepping forward. Her eyes were bright with tears, and the arms that she extended to him trembled. You've come for me. You finally come for me. I knew you would. All this time, I had faith. For the second time that day, Luke was sent reeling in shock. He stared at Abeloth, at this being that had done so much harm to so many, who had driven young Jedi mad, who had taken so many lives. This ancient, evil being of whom even Mara Jade was afraid. And he knew her. He suddenly, sickly, understood why it was she had been able to touch him so profoundly, so tenderly aboard the Jade Shadow. Why it had been so easy for him to confuse that contact, which should have been so reprehensible, with that of the loving touch of his mate. Because he had once loved her, with his whole heart and being. Loved her more than anything in the universe. Had once intended to breathe his last breath in her arms. Callista, he whispered.